All right, here we go. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the year 2024. And welcome back to Late for the Party. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, y'all. Happy New Year. I know I'm running a little late for the party because I've been sick, y'all. I've been sick. I lost my voice last month. Shit, technically almost the end of September. End of November. It kind of stemmed all month through. But, you know, hey, I'm back. Just wanted to say what's up and everything, give an update. We're going to do a little super show today. Try to get a couple of segments in the process, you know. But please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. You can check me out on all forms of social media. You can check me out on my Linktree/LateForTheParty. Where you can get all your one-stop shopping from teespring.com. Or spring.com, I should say. You can see everything from my TikToks and everything else. And you can follow me on the gram. And when I do Twitch or when I do my YouTube channel, when I do go on YouTube and everything. So, you know, shit, tell a friend, tell a foe, let everybody know about Late for the Party. And this is how we go. So, just to let y'all know. But, yeah, as I've been basically recovering, as I've been recovering and everything and just going through my well of information, I want to say so much, but I couldn't really say anything, but now I kind of like let everything kind of like bleed over, but there's so much stuff to talk about, like the Jonathan Majors stuff, the Cat Williams interview on Club Shay Shay, which was a very, very good, a very good podcast, I might add. That was very good, and I will get my in my mind segments on both of those. Also, I did want to talk about how Tekken 8 has been kind of under fire, but Mr. Harada, the producer of Tekken and the creator of Tekken, has been standing fast on this whole woke culture situation about representation, and that's also another thing I wanted to talk about too in the process. So yeah, let's get into it. I'll talk about a few things and just let everything roll off the tongue, you know what I'm saying? So, but either way, oh man, here we go, y'all. But let's talk about the whole thing with Cat Williams. And it'll probably segue into some degree of the whole Jonathan Majors situation, since this was probably the most recent thing that I've seen and watched in, like, damn near in its entirety, and where I don't have to, like, really go over a lot of things, because these are probably some of the things that you kind of want to, like, you know, that you've heard tales about this in Hollyweird. That you get these, like, people or these stars when they're gatekeepers and whatnot, and, you know, they're in these little cliques and unions to where, like, you know, they got you doing some weird off-the-wall type shit, and people be, or you got people sitting there taking people's credibility, and especially when you're a comedian. Like, we've heard tales like this on numerous occasions, but for some strange reason, it's always, you know, well, I wouldn't even say it's been under the radar. It's been under our nose. But I think as time, as social media has developed over the years, it's basically pretty much just like bringing it back out under the surface, and now it's in full view of, see, this is what really happened. And can't be mad at Cat Williams for airing out the dirty laundry. I mean, especially if it was done to him. And, you know, it's like, come on now, you act like you're all humbled out and everything. All these people are all humbled out when y'all the ones with most of y'all hands in the cookie jar. Y'all acting like victims when y'all actually the culprit. You know? I mean, hell. And from being 100% honest, listening to the podcast and everything else, like, he ain't lying. Because he actually put himself on Front Street too. So it's not like he's telling a lie, because, I mean, he didn't have to put himself, I mean, because if he's holding accountability for his actions as well, then, like, you can't be mad at the situation to where it's like he's holding himself accountable even for the stuff he done wrong. And for what he's done, he owns up to it. He's fessed up to it. But the people who think that they're all high and mighty and taking credit and whatnot, I mean, hey, I can't get mad at them for that. You know, especially with the whole thing with Steve Harvey. I mean, what he did with how they did Mark Curry shady. I mean, he did Mark Curry dirty and whatnot. And when you start adding everything up, it all makes sense. And then we start going word for word, line for line, bar for bar on everything else. It really makes sense at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird to say, like, how he was able to break everything down. And from how everybody came out about how they felt, you know, some might be salty. Faison Love is salty about it. Ludacris, obviously, is salty about it. You know, a lot of these folks are feeling some kind of way, but it's true, though. The only difference is nobody called you out on your shit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody called you out on your shit because you thought that your shit wasn't stinking. But deep down, I mean, it's like, hey, you know, like, we starting to come to some revelations here. We want to start getting into revelations. Here we go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be mad at Cat Williams. Like, he's been 100% honest. He said he went to jail. He said he smokes weed. He said he drinks. I mean, you know, like I said, like, he's holding accountability for himself. Everybody else who wants to come after, like, sit there saying how he feels and everything else, like, how they feel. But none of these folks said that he was lying. No one said anything about him being lying. I mean, a comedian enthusiast, a boxing enthusiast, seeing all of this stuff where you've heard people regurgitate somebody else's lines before. I mean, it's so weird. Like, when he said that the Showtime at the Apollo and freaking a 16-year-old boy did the line, and then Bernie Mac does damn near the same line verbatim, and like what Cat Williams said, that what Cedric did. I mean, that's crazy. That's really crazy when you think about it at the end of the day, y'all. I mean, I can't sit here and be like, oh, well, that was wrong for him to come out. Everybody, oh, that's wrong. Why was it wrong for Cat Williams to come out and say anything? I mean, hell, it's not like it's illegal. It's not like it was legal for him to not say anything. It wasn't like he wrote out no, NDAs or anything like that, saying, okay, I can't say this, I can't say that, and all that stuff. Wasn't like he was saying anything bad to where it was like, yeah, I mean, hell, can't be mad at nobody but yourself. Anybody who's mad at Cat Williams for coming out saying whatever when it's actual truth, you need to get your mind right. You need to get your soul and mind cleaned. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, you're in Hollywood alone. Should actually say that, like, one of the five basic groups of Harry LaBrea's five basic rules of survival, the industry survival. I'm gonna definitely kick that out. But I mean, it makes sense. I mean, him breaking down the whole thing, don't wear a dress, all of that stuff. And man, people will be selling their souls to that shit. And when you do, when you sell your soul, that's it. They got you. And then they could do whatever the hell they want with you. Then we're segueing, and technically this is segueing a little bit into the whole Jonathan Majors scenario. You know, like he even said it, Cat Williams said it himself. It's like, look, when you hot at that moment in time, they probably want, and I feel deep down, they railroaded the fuck out of him. They railroaded the shit out of Jonathan Majors. I mean, luckily he's not getting any kind of jail time or anything like that, but even still, just with him literally getting blackballed in a situation to where it's like, you literally, in New York, you have the right to actually get, you actually have the right, and it's legal to, if someone steals your stuff, no matter what, it's a phone, a purse, anything like that, you have the right to get it back. But the optics was so wrong. You know what I'm saying? The optics were wrong on that scenario, because not only that Jonathan Majors is a 230-pound black man, you know, trying to defend himself against a white woman who's a 105 in New York, which is probably like pro woman. And I know, like, the judicial system in there probably don't like a lot of black folk in general. They just wanted to set an example. Like, just because you big, that doesn't mean that, like, we're going to knock you down the totem. Pretty sure they probably said something to him like, hey, you got to wear a dress. He probably said no, wasn't feeling it. And then next thing you know, they start coming after him. Start going after his girl. Don't get me wrong, but then like he kind of did it to himself to some degree. How you let your girl grab your phone though? Like, nigga, you ain't paying the bill. Like, hell, why you grabbing my phone? Like, I don't care. I mean, shit. I mean, you somebody like you, Jonathan Majors. You with a girl? I don't even know, Jabari. I mean, hell, she got a black name, but she white as snow. I mean, hell, it's like, this is why I say, like, yeah, this is why I'm going to say, like, my five basic rules that he should have fucking known better than even I know. It's like, one, never go to war without a helmet. Two, don't piss off a motivated stripper. Three, never look into the eyes of anyone while eating a banana. Four, never lay your meat where you make your bread. And five, always keep receipts. You know what I'm saying? Always. The reason why I say those, rule number one, don't go to war without a helmet, doesn't just mean sex in general. If the whole philosophy behind don't go to war without a helmet, what is your most important tool? Your brain, your mind. You gotta think of it like chess. You gotta protect your brain. You gotta use and protect your brain. You gotta think first before you move. And if you don't think about the outcomes of any decision you make, no matter how good that decision may be, every decision lies a consequence. Like they said, no good deed, even Cat Williams said it, no good deed goes unpunished. Jonathan Majors was doing everything he can to not hurt the girl, but the optics on him trying to run away, even trying to call the cops, but the optics was so bad that his lawyers were probably, his hands were probably tied, their hands were tied, not only that, they're trying to keep his character and try not to make it look messy. They had their hands tied. Number two, don't piss off a motivated stripper. Hey, don't matter who you've been with, don't matter. Not every female is going to have your best interest. They're obviously, not saying all y'all, but some out there may not have the man's best interest. I mean, look at the situation. Just for her to do what she did to grab his phone and all of that shit, the slightest situation messed up his whole entire career in a blink of an eye. That's fucked up, because it was the decisions that she did. Just because you're a female, I'm sorry, females be getting away with too much murder nowadays. And with the whole Me Too and Time's Up and woke culture and everything else, and it's like women want to sit here preaching equality, but they want to cherry pick the things that best suits them rather than, you know, okay, you want to be on equal terms as a guy, but you want to try to put hands on the dude, but then you want to cry wolf at the end of the day, even though she didn't call the cops or anything. But she wants to sit there and play victim. You hit him. You grabbed his phone in a state that legally states that he can actually get his phone back. He puts you back in the car. You probably tagged yourself in the process of him putting you back into the car. But just with those optics, that made him, it got him a harassment charge. You know, and obviously she didn't care about that shit. She didn't care, obviously not, because she really did. She wanted, I mean, hell, he wanted all this to go to court. He's the one who called the police, and they're coming after him. That's the fucked up part about all that. You know? That's the messed up part. Did he deserve that? Absolutely not. But it's messed up, man. I mean, hell, dude. That's why I said, don't piss off a motivated stripper. Not every female's going to have your best interest. They're always either going to go for the bag, or they think they could get something out of you if you're no longer useful. Number three. Never look into the eyes of anyone while eating a banana. Fellas, when you're out there, you got to be squeaky clean like a motherfucker, dude. Don't be a goddamn creep. Whatever you trying to do, everything you do in the dark will always come to light. Don't be a creep. Never look into the eyes of anyone while eating a banana. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to be out there, out in the forefront, even if it's something you might have done years ago. Now you're all out in the open, and then next thing you know, somebody wants to be, hey, he did this, or he's doing this. Man, you got motherfuckers coming out of the woodwork sitting there telling stories about you, truth or not true. Now it's up to you if it's true or not. Now, if you are doing that shit, then that's all on you. But if you're a victim, now, if you're a sit, now, if it's something that where you're not doing anything, that's why you gotta be in this kind of industry, especially if you're trying to be in show business or anything like that. Hell, even YouTubers and all that stuff now. You got to be squeaky fucking clean. Straight out. No airing your dirty laundry, nothing. Don't be a creep. Never look into the eyes of anyone out while eating a banana. Number four. Never lay your meat where you make your bread. One of my favorite ones. Never lay your meat where you make your bread. Okay? Now, why I say this? Because when a person is basically, when you're at work, when you're working, that's all it should be. Never shit where you eat, they basically call it. I say never lay your meat where you make your bread. Because not only it's also the layman's terms of conflict of interest. You're mixing business with pleasure. Which, honestly, I'm a firm believer, never fuck with your colleagues. If you're working with them, keep it in a business relationship. Because at the end of the day, if things don't work, if shit goes south, then it all fuck. And one, it fucks up everything at work. Your reputation. Everybody's in your business. You could fuck up the bag and get fired. She could get fired just as much as you could. A lawsuit, anything. You know, that's why you gotta be careful about shit like this. Seriously. It's like, dude, like, why? Why would you want to kick the hornet's nest? It's already bad enough that you gotta worry about shit out in the street, but you wanna bring your personal life to fucking work by fucking with your coworkers. Doesn't make any sense. Jonathan Majors should be ashamed of himself. You're on a fucking set of Quantumania and you basically getting with the help. She's a failed actress. She ain't even really been in anything. So you getting with Megan Good all of a sudden, hey, it's obviously a step up to some degree, but, you know, fucking Megan Good's older than you, bro. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Kind of running backwards, don't you think? I don't know. If I was him, I would just cut that shit off at the knees. Be fucking single, bruh. Don't get with nobody. Nigga, you need to really clean the fuck up at this point. Shit, you need NDAs, all of that shit, to protect your ass. Which comes to the final rule of Harry LaBrea. Always keep receipts. Always keep receipts. Always make sure, like my daddy always said, son, always cover your ass. Always cover your ass. When you're at work, when you're out in the open, when you're in the public, when you're in a relationship, all of that shit. You need receipts. King Lion even said it best. You need to have a file. Okay, because if you're trying to get into this kind of... shout out to King Lion, too. If you're out here in the open trying to get any kind of exposure, you're on the rise, you got a business, anything, this shit can fuck you up. Big time. You know what I'm saying? Shit can fuck you up. You know, and you need to protect yourself at all costs. Hell, this whole situation with Jonathan Majors, they're pulling up text messages from years, years ago. Would y'all get into it? I mean, who don't say shit? Who hasn't said shit to each other on text messages? That wasn't cool. Oh, go fuck yourself and all that shit. No, you fucked him. Fuck you. You're an asshole. Bitch. All this shit. And they're using that against people nowadays. It's messed up. Because it's like, hell, thought that shit was supposed to be personal. Hell, nigga, like, shit, for real, for real. Like, keep receipts, bruh. If you're going to be on text messages, you got to make sure, like, hey, don't be, like, you know, you got to make sure, like, you ain't trying to incriminate your character and all that stuff. Like, for real. Shit, that's why I like phone calls. Like, shit. Nah, nigga, I need to know what you feeling. I need to hear what you feeling. I need to know all of that shit. But either way, y'all. Like, it's a trip, man. Like, deep down, these are the things that motherfuckers really need to be mindful about. Because at the end of the day, that shit, you need to back yourself up. Cover your ass. Anybody tries to say something that's not true about you, you need to have some receipts. You need to, nope. I was here at this such and such time. Whoopty whoopty whoop. There we go. This is how it is. You need to be squeaky clean in this motherfucker for real. Oh, shit. But I digress from my point, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, shit, I'm not feeling so good. All right. Yeah, I wanted to try to do something today, but shit, I mean, just with, like, I'm doing okay right now for a good, solid, close to 30 minutes. But my throat is, like, catching all types of hell, and I don't have any water on me. So, you know, I'll try to get to the next segment about Mr. Harada and Tekken and how people are sitting here trying to get how this woke culture is really starting to destroy everything that's trying to get to everything that, you know, like comics and video games. And now, you know, Disney is suffering big time, and obviously they ain't getting it, but I'll talk about that in the next segment. But either way, you guys, this is Late for the Party on Spotify. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, aka Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel. Please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. Check me out on Linktree. That is Linktree/LateForTheParty, where you can check me out on all forms of social media, TikTok, all of that stuff. One-stop shopping, y'all. You can check me out on there. Also, check out the Late for the Party merch on Spring.com, a.k.a. Teespring.com. Tell a friend, tell a foe, let everybody know about Late for the Party. That's how we know. That's how we go. For sure. All right, you guys, I'm gonna get off the hook. Like I said, Harry La Brea, a.k.a. Coverboy of the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, you're always on time when you're late for the party.